the one that's closest to the right one. And we're going to give you a Bible study tonight on the New King James Version. The New King James Version. It won't be very long. Get me up on this one, Brother Steve, if you don't mind this one here. It won't be very long, if it hasn't already happened, that somebody will buy you a New King James Version as a gift, or else they'll show you theirs, and they'll say, "This is the King James Version." And you'll say, "Well, that's a modern version." And they'll say, "No, it's the King James Version. It's just the only thing it changes is simply the these and the thous and the shouldest to should and the wouldest to would." Now, we're going to show you tonight how false that is and how deceptive that is. And if you'll take notes, I'm going to give you a bunch of scriptures where the New King James Bible is not the King James Bible at all. It is a mixture of the RSV and the New ASV in the text. Now, it's very important that you get what I'm getting ready to say. All of the Bible books and places that try to sell new versions of the Bible, and the Bible teachers and preachers, say the King James has been updated many times. All we've done is updated. And they say the version of 1611 was different from the version of 1613, and then on down 1650, 1700-something, 1780, something like that. But what these fellows are not telling you is that the only changes that were made in the 1611 Bible to the 1613 Bible were changes in spelling of words. They were not made in changes of the reading of the text. The text you have today still reads the same words as the text in 1611, 1613. The changes have been made in the spelling of the words. Like, they would have F's for S's, if you've ever seen a 1611 Bible. That was Old English, and the changes that they've made have not been changing in the reading. The New King James has not just simply taken the King James Bible and made the words easier to understand by changing spelling. They have changed the reading of the text and put RSV and New ASV readings in the text. Now, it's very important that you get this. Okay? This is the version that they claim was translated from the Textus Receptus. You remember, as I taught you last time, and I don't have my screen up, but you remember last time we told you about the King James Bible came from the Greek manuscript called Textus Receptus, which opposite means received text. The common people received it, they accepted it, and they translated the King James Bible from that text. All new modern versions of the Bible come from the Vaticanus and Sinaiticus text, which in your books that you read is called Westcott and Hort Greek text. All new modern versions of the Bible come from the other manuscripts. Now, when preachers got found that out, and because of a few certain Bible preachers that declared war on that stuff, then the translators got together and they said, "Hey, man, they're going around blasting us. We're going to have to translate us one from the Textus Receptus." So they come out with the New King James and said, "Now this one isn't from the Westcott and Hort Greek text. It is from the Textus Receptus, same as the King James." But what them fellas done was they took a bunch of words out of the Westcott and Hort Greek text and put into the New King James. And I want to give them to you tonight very carefully and simply just to show you that the New King James Bible is not a King James Bible at all. Turn to Job chapter 3, or just start at Job chapter 1. I'll give you a couple in the book of Job, real simple ones to begin with. Keep your Bibles open. We're going to turn to a bunch of scriptures. All right? First part of this lesson will be changes in the text. Changes in the text, if you're making an outline. And the first one of you is Job chapter 1. I looked all over the place for my New King James up yonder, and I can't find it. Whoever helped move my office down here while I was gone that time to surprise me, If y'all, whoever helped, I'd like to know. So maybe we can find out where all my books got to. Job chapter 1 and verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was what? All right, that word is perfect. That is not found in the New King James. They changed it to blameless. Now, where the blameless come was from the Revised Standard Version. You say, well, Brother Danny, what's the difference? I'm not saying there's a difference. I'm just saying the New King James is not the King James at all. Because all in 1611, it said perfect. It didn't say blameless. Okay, you got that? Turn to Job chapter number 3, secondly. Job chapter 3, and look at verse 8. Job chapter 3 and verse 8. I'm just giving you a few in the book of Job. Let the stars of the twilight thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have none. Neither let it see the dawning of the day. I'm reading the wrong verse. Verse 8. Let them curse it that curse the day who are ready to raise up their morning. Anybody know what morning means? Spell like that. Anybody know? Does nobody know? Sorrow and crying. Okay, mourning, weeping. All right, let them raise up their mourning. You know what the New King James says there at the bottom of that verse? Let them arouse Leviathan. That ain't the King James. Rousing, who's Leviathan in the Bible? It's a devil. Now what? You don't think there's a difference? There's more of a difference in spelling, brother. There's a difference in somebody saying, let them daily do cry, with mourning, than somebody over here saying, arouse Leviathan. You know what arouse Leviathan is in our language? Raise the devil. That's what it means. There's a difference. The New King James ain't the King James. Revised Standard Version. That's where, and that's the one all them preachers that put their approval on the New King James preach against is the RSV. Now there's three men in America that they asked to be on the committee to put out the New King James that turned them down. One of them was Jack Hiles, one of them was Bob Gray, and the other one was Lester Roloff. And the other fellows went with it. And most of them was all in favor of it, and I ain't going to get into them, you know, I'm not going to name off a bunch of names, try to, you know, be a smart aleck, but I just wanted you to know that. Job 26. Job chapter 26. And look here in Job 26. And look at verse 13. Job 26, 13. Strange, and again, this one has to do with the devil. By his spirit he hath garnished the heavens, his hand hath formed the crooked serpent. According to that verse, God's hand, he created the crooked serpent. The New King James says there for that verse, his hand pierced the fleeing serpent. I want to ask you a question. What does that verse say? Does it mean his hand pierced the fleeing serpent, or does it mean his hand formed the crooked serpent? There is a difference, folks. No King James Bible says that. In 1611, the King James didn't say that. In 1613, the King James didn't say that. It didn't say that until 1982, and they called it a New King James Version. All right, next one, Job 30. Job chapter 30, look at verse 29. Job 30, 29. I am a brother to dragons and a companion to owls. Now, if you believe the Bible, you believe there's such a thing as dragons. Scientists don't believe in them, but you know they are such a thing. You know what the New King James says about in verse 29? He says, I'm a brother of jackals. Now, there's where that jackal comes up in those foreign music, rock music records, Brother Ole. It comes from the wrong versions of the Bible. You know, they talk about the jackal truth, you know, one of them songs. Okay. The jackals. You know what a jackal is? Anybody know what a jackal is? Raise your hand. Two people. Okay. It was kind of a wild, roving, wild dog like a coyote or something that run across the desert over in Arabia and Africa. Now, There's a difference between a dragon and a jackal, as far as I can tell. Anyway, it doesn't say jackal. Okay, brother. Stop the tape, brother. A lot of people. All right, next. Let's go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1. What kind of Bible you got? Open Bible. Turn it off a minute, Brother Steve. Run over there and get my strong. Boy, you know I'd get thrown out of a lot of places for what I'm doing tonight. But who can argue with it, man? All I'm doing is reading you the verses. Proverbs chapter 1, look at verse 6. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. New King James don't say the words of the wise and their dark sayings. It says their riddles. And that is not in a King James Bible, riddles, there in Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 32. Now this is this hits me and makes me mad, because I preach on this verse a lot. Verse 32, "For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them." Y'all heard me preach on that at the temple here the other night. The prosperity of fools. You know what, if I had a new King James Bible, that would have ruined the whole message, because it don't say the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. It says the complacency of fools shall destroy them. Now there's a big difference between complacency and prosperity. Complacency is just sitting down saying, "Oh well, I'm satisfied." Is that what's going to destroy them? Or is their prosperity what's going to destroy them? Having a lot. That's what's destroying America tonight. Prosperity of fools. Prosperity ain't what's killing us. Prosperity of fools is what's killing us. See, a man can prosper, and if he ain't a fool, he'll be all right. But if he's a fool, his prosperity will destroy him. Now, if I had the New King James, I couldn't preach that sermon. I'd have to just throw it out of my notes, because the Bible wouldn't say what I was preaching it said. You see the mess you get into when you start changing the Word of God. And I'm going to preach here if I don't hush me. That aggravates me, brother. I mean, you think about that. People studying and bleeding and dying for the book, and then somebody always messing with it. Changing this word and changing that word. It don't need to be rewrote. It needs to be reread. All right, Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4. Here's always a blessed verse. "A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones." What a verse, brother. I think I got this right. An excellent wife is what the New King James says, if I got the verse right. Is that right, Kim? Okay, thank you. An excellent wife. I reckon there might be a little difference between excellent and virtuous. You say, what's the difference? One of them starts with an E, another one starts with a V. You can't say it's a King James if the King James says virtuous and another one says excellent. All right? Let's go to 1 Timothy over in the New Testament now. They're going to get worse. 1 Timothy chapter 6. We're hurrying now. Turn them pages. We've got about 17 of these, and this is number 9. 1 Timothy 6:10. Preachers have preached for years and years and years and years, the old time preachers, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." The New King James doesn't say that. It says it is a root of all kinds of evil. Is that right, Kim? Okay. It is a root of all kinds of evil. In other words, the love of money ain't really the root of all evil like all these old dumb preachers been preaching for hundreds of years. It's just one of the roots of all kinds of evil. Amen? Okay. Look at chapter 6, verse 20. This is one of the strongest verses that me and you need to pay attention to in this generation. "O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings, and opposition of science," falsely so called. You see that word science? You know what our generation worships? They worship science, brother. And the New King James don't have the word science in it right there. They're afraid to put that in there because we don't want to offend the scientist. You know what the New King James says? Knowledge. Now, the Bible believer, Christian, is warned to watch out for science. Who's teaching our kids they come from monkeys? Science. They're teaching them secular humanism. No God. They're going to die like a dog or a cat. No soul, no heaven, no hell. Now, why would anybody want to beware of science? The book tells you to beware of science. But if you don't have a King James Bible, if you don't have an authorized version from 1611, you don't have a Bible that says science in that verse. All the new modern versions change it, including the New King James. That's reason right there enough to stick with the old book. Okay? Acts 4. Acts chapter 4, back to your left. Should have had Acts 4, 1 Timothy, I guess, so we wouldn't have to go backwards. But Acts chapter 4. And verse 27. Here you have a slight slam at the deity of Jesus. Acts 4:27. For of a truth against thy holy child, Jesus. God's child. You know what the New King James says? Servant. Jesus. Alright? Acts chapter 17. Now, Jesus was a servant of God, but why would anybody want to change a verse that said He was God's child? Acts 17:22. The Athenian philosophers here were worshiping the unknown God, and you know what the New King James calls them instead of superstitious? It calls them religious. That's the New King James. Acts 17:22. Paul said, I perceive you're too superstitious. The New King James says, religious. Now that it can't be a King James version, because the King James is 1611, 1613, 1650, 1680, 1710, 1740, 1830, 1890, all said superstitious. Alrighty? Galatians 5. Galatians chapter 5. Study to show yourself approved, brother. Of course, if you got a New King James, it ain't got that word study in it neither. I'll show you that in a second. Galatians 5, verse 4. Here's a verse that talks about people trying to get to heaven by their works. And it tells them they're falling from grace because they're trying to be justified by works. It says, Christ has become of no effect to you. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. Now, that don't mean what the free will say. The free will say that means that if you're doing good, then you start doing bad, you fall out of the grace of God and you're lost. That ain't what the verse said. It said, whosoever you are justified by the law. If a man's trying to keep the law in his works to get him right with God, he's fallen from grace. You understand that? If a man's counting on his works to justify him, he's fallen away from the grace of God. Christ has become of no effect to him. Christ can't help him. And the New King James says, they are severed from Christ. You know what severed means? It means cut off. It means something that was joined to something, and then something cut it off. I don't know who's responsible for putting that in there. Alright? 2 Timothy 2:15, the great verse I just told you a minute ago. 2 Timothy 2:15, which is the verse that tells us to study. How can we going to preach study and teach study if the Bible don't say study? Study to show thyself approved unto God. You can't preach that if you got the New King James. The word study ain't in it. They get that from the ASV and the New ASV. Matthew 20:20. Turn to Matthew 20:20. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 20. Now here's another slam at the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 20:20, then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him. Worshiping him. Worshiping him. You better beware of a Bible that takes out verses where people are worshiping Jesus Christ. You better watch out for that outfit, brother. That's a devil crowd, I'll guarantee you. It's his inspiration. The New King James don't say they worshiped him. It said they knelt down and asked him something. That ain't the King James Bible. That's why you ought to stick with the old King James. It exalts the Lord Jesus and gives him a position of a second member of the Godhead, like he really is. All right? James 5:16. Even moving towards Catholicism just a little bit. In James 5:16, everybody sat around and done this or tried to do what this verse says, where it said, confess your faults one to another. You know that verse? It says when you're sitting around, you want to get healed and you're sick, confess your faults to each other. You know what the New King James says there? Confess your trespasses one to another. And that sounds like confessing sins to a priest. It don't say confess your sins, it says confess your faults. You say, Brother Danny, what's the difference between a fault and a sin? Well, that's a study we'll get into one some of these days. You might have been born with one of your fingers missing. That ain't a sin. That ain't a fault. It's something wrong with your body. Sometimes a fault is just something that's, you know, wrong with your character and you're trying to overcome it. It's not like confessing your sins to a priest. Okay? 2 Corinthians 2:17. This is very significant. And I'll give you the second part of the lesson. 2 Corinthians 2:17. 2 Corinthians 2:17. For we are not as many which corrupt the Word of God. Now, that verse is warning against somebody messing around with the Bible. And you know what the New King James says? Has everybody got it? That's 2 Corinthians 2:17. We are not as many which corrupt the Word of God. The New King James says peddle. We are not as many which peddle the Word of God. We're not out here trying to sell it, you know, which they're doing. But they changed that where it said corrupt. All right? Second part of the lesson tonight is why the New King James Version is not acceptable for churches. I've already given you the changes in the text. The second part of the lesson is why the New King James Version is not acceptable for churches. I'll give you five reasons why it's not acceptable for churches. Reason number one, the these and the thous, they change thee to you and thou to you and thee to, you know, to this and words like that. You say, well, Brother Danny, don't you think these should be changed to you and thou to you? No. I don't think it should. You know why? It's hypocrisy. And the reason they do this is so your Bible won't match your hymn books. All the way through our song books, we sing thee this, I love thee, Lord Jesus, how great thou art. And if you notice these preachers that say, well, the New King James is better because it just says you instead of thou, and it's easy for people to understand, they still sing how great thou art. Isn't that a little bit hypocritical? I mean, it's wrong for thou to be in the Bible, but it's all right for it to be in your song book. They ought to rewrite their song book, amen? And sing, how great you are, how great you are. So people can understand it. I can't hear you. Some of y'all look at me like I'm mad. I am, brother. There ain't no sense in that. I mean, brother, if they mess with... Why are they always going to mess with the Bible? Nearer, my God, to thee. You watch them. They're still singing them same songs with the these and the thous, and nobody ever says a word about it. That's hypocritical. The trick is to get Christians to speak a language that's opposite from their praise to God. Do you hear me? The trick of the devil is to get us talking in modern day slang, but yet when we sing, it's in a foreign language to the way we talk. And your Bible and your songbook ought to have the same praise to God, and it has for hundreds of years, all this mess started. All righty. Number two, it forces the prophets to become poetic and encourages people to take the prophets as poets instead of literal. They put it in verse. They get this from the RSV and the ASV. No King James Bible ever had the prophets in verse. Like Jeremiah and Isaiah, they'll put them like poems. And the reason for that is they don't want you to think that the prophets spoke literal. Somebody's trying to get you to think that the prophets just spoke in poetic terms and it's just a verse and it really don't relate, you know, and have much to do with the future. Number three, every verse dealing with people using the Word of God to make money has been tampered with. These are 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, Romans chapter 1, verse 18, Romans chapter 1, verse 25, Romans chapter 16, verse 18, and 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 17. Reason number four, how it confuses youth groups and those that get involved in memorizing Scripture. And I told you the conversation I overheard where these young people, different churches, memorized Scripture and they got together to compete and the kid quoted the verse and the judge says he's wrong and the kid says, no, I'm right, and their person says, yeah, he said it right. And the judge said no. And the problem was, he was quoting one version, they were judging him out of another version. And I don't think the New King James is acceptable to churches because once kids learn a Bible verse the same way, it ought to all be that same way in everybody's Bible because that confuses them. Amen? All right. Number five, the Bible's language should be noble and lofty and not reduced to 20th century slang for people to respect it. And it ought to be, there ought to be some words in the Bible we don't use in everyday language. What's wrong with getting a dictionary and looking up a word once in a while? I don't think you, somebody said, well, I want my Bible to read like a morning newspaper. I don't. I want to read like a Bible, don't you? If I want to read the newspaper, I'd read the newspaper. I want to read the Bible. Brother, I like his majestic King's English. And the lofty, noble these and thous, and His Majesty's in the heaven. That exalts God. Brother, you start this stuff about, well, He's this and Jesus is cool, me and Him's got something going on, and it brings down God and begins to tire down His greatness and His majesty. And I believe the Bible ought to be left alone because this old book renders the glory and honor to God and exalts Him to a high position. Closing, stick with the old book. Amen, amen, amen. And don't let nobody fool you telling you the New King James is the King James. It's about 90% of the King James with about 10% of the RSV and the New ASV. All right. Now we'll have questions. Okay, jackals ain't in the King James Bible. The original King James Bible. All right, any other questions? Okay, I went over, I'm sorry. The verses where they change dealing with uses of the Word of God and money are 1 Timothy 6, 5, 10, and 20. All three of those in 1 Timothy 6. Romans 1, 18, and 25. And Romans 16, 18. And 2 Corinthians 2, 17. All right, anybody else have a question? Kim, could you look that up for us and tell us? 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15. I looked all over the place up there for mine, and I can't find it. Yeah, just the first word. Huh? Oh. Right, 2 Timothy 2:15. B. What else does it say? Be diligent to present yourself instead of study to show thyself approved. Now, I don't know, buddy, but if I wouldn't want to be a Bible translator, but if I was, the way I preach on, I'd want to leave study in there. Wouldn't you? How are you going to preach people to study if the Bible don't say to? As far as I know, that's the only verse in the Bible that tells you to study. As far as I know. Anybody else? Yeah, that's right. They don't want you to study. Yes, ma'am. No, it wasn't Romans 18:25. It was Romans 1:18 and 1:25. I'm sorry. Okay, Kim. You mean the new Schofields don't even agree with each other? I think they might have updated. As a matter of fact, they updated the New King James, I believe, and changed one of these verses that I give y'all. I left out some that's written, you know, I left out some tonight. One over there in, you know, about the Holy Spirit, he that now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. That's a little H. You can't make that the Holy Spirit. I believe it's the Holy Spirit, but they capitalized that he in the New King James, which is a private interpretation. It's because they believe that's the Holy Spirit. We'll do one on the new Schofield. Next. Not that I know of. You can look up Colossians 1:14 to check that one. Just see hers after church and look up. I'm sure it's got the blood in it. See, it's so close to the King James that 90% of the people would never know the difference. I'll guarantee you there's been people using a new King James for 2 years now, carrying it to church every Sunday, and the only difference they think's in it is the V's and the thou's. I'll guarantee it. Oh, I'd say it's got it. That's Acts 8:37. Yeah, it's got that. See, it's so close. But that's what makes it dangerous. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. A little leaven, just a little bit at a time. All right, anybody else? Now, I hope I didn't go too fast for you. But the reason I did, these are going on tape, and a lot of people are wanting them. And you look at it. If it says New King James, see, they'll say, well, here's a King James. They'll tell you the New Schofield and the New King James is the King James. You have to, they'll be way down in the corner somewhere by themselves. You know, you have, years, when I first got saved, you'd walk in the bookstore and all the Bibles would be King James, except over here in the corner, they'd have some New Living Bible and stuff. All that's changed in the past 12 years. 13 years. It's all just turned around completely opposite. And I'm glad and thankful that the Lord's raised up some men that still believe the truth and keeping the church on the right track. I'm thankful for it. I praise God for it. Yeah, authorized version. Of course, the new Schofield says authorized King James Version on it. Sure does. But it ain't. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. They claim it's authorized King James Version. It ain't. It ain't. You can look in Daniel chapter 3 where it says Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were walking around in the fire. And it says the fourth one's like the Son of God. And that one will say, a son of the gods. Anybody else? I know this is very hard on y'all just getting saved and finding out all this stuff, and it hurt me when I found it out too, but you got to realize we're in a battle and the devil is out to get that word. He hates that book. Anybody else? Any questions? Oh yeah, it'd be the same. Yeah. except if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. It'd say, if you confess with your mouth, you know. Now listen, folks, in this generation, I got saved and I didn't know nothing about the Bible. And when I read thee, I knew what it meant. I knew what it meant. I say unto thee, well, what do you think it means? It don't take a new Christian 2 weeks to get that stuff if they start reading their Bible regular. 2 weeks they can get over that stuff. Anybody else? Why, sure. Wonder if anybody's went back and revised Shakespeare. They ought to change it, brother, and make it so the kids can understand it, not get confused. Can't you see the trick is the devil's after the book? The devil's after the book. Son, he hates that book. That's the most hated book in the world, man. It'll get up and walk around the room at night, man, while you're asleep. You say, how do you... You don't know. Well, you're asleep. You don't know. It doesn't matter. It might. Anybody else? Guy said one time to a preacher, he said, you just got a paper pope. He said, you worship a Bible. And he said, well, at least I got one that's infallible. That's more than you got. Anybody else? They just went ahead and called it the New King James. I think it went through a little rip. Somebody jumped on them. I think Brother Ruckman and some of them found all the things wrong with it and put out something on it, and they changed some things on it. Because he keeps the pressure on them all the time. Won't let them get away with it. And so they change it so they won't get blasted so much. Anybody else? Got it right here. Yeah. Thomas A. Nelson. Yeah, I got it right here. Sister gave it to me before church. The Lord must want me to read that. This is from Thomas Nelson, which is the publisher of the Nelson Publishing Company. All of you are familiar with the books and stuff. And he sends out the letters, and it says to pray, quote, our dear blessed mother to guide us and see that these books get to the right people. Praying that Mary will guide the books to wound up to the right people. May God bless you for whatever you do. Sincerely yours in Jesus and Mary, Thomas A. Nelson. In Jesus and Mary. That's right. Jerry Falwell helped publish the New King James Version as Truman Dollar, A.V. Henderson, and W.A. Criswell. And I don't know if they were on the committee, but they, you know, were approved of it and accepted it. Okay, anybody else? Well, I'll give you something to think about. We'll do some more of these next Wednesday night, Lord willing. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for thy word. Thy word is truth. It's true from the beginning. Lord, I'm glad that you said in your word that the words of the Lord are pure words. They are preserved, purified in a furnace, tried 7 times. Lord, we believe you've given us your word tonight. And Lord, if we really believe this, we want to do something about it. Help us to preach the word, to stand by the word, to love it, learn it, and live it, and hide it in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We haven't quite...